The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Owen O'Brien with me now, Sinn Féin TD and the party's housing spokesperson. Owen, actually, can I start with something Sarah brought up there, which is the stamp duty change, 6%. So an increase in stamp duty on purchases of homes over 1.5 million euro. So I've kind of heard varying analysis or explanations for this today. Some suggesting it's a kind of a way of targeting bulk purchases, that sometimes when a big investor comes along and buys 20 houses, it's a single transaction, and that's what government are trying to target. Do we know what this is about?
Well, the way it's presented in the minister's speech is that it's an increase in stamp duty just on very expensive homes, homes over 1.5 million euros. They have a separate measure. They're increasing stamp duty on bulk purchases of houses, duplexes, from 10% to 15%. It's not high enough, but that's there. The problem is, when you actually read the financial resolution, the thing that we'll actually vote on this evening, whether or not that 6% would apply, for example, to the accumulative price of 10 apartments, it's simply not clear. So some people in the investment community are interpreting it as it is to apply to them. Darragh O'Brien was asked this in his budget press conference. I've just come from watching it on merrionstreet.ie, and he didn't know the answer. He directed the journalist towards the Minister for Finance. So at this stage, it's not clear. It certainly isn't being presented as a measure against the bulk buying of apartments. It's presented as a measure to increase stamp duty on essentially luxury homes. But we don't know at this point in time.
OK, so listen, different adjectives have been used by different people. The windfall budget, the baby budget, the giveaway budget, the infrastructure budget. They mentioned infrastructure 41 times. I asked Jack Chambers what adjective he'd use. He kind of cheated. He described it as a budget for the future. What adjective would you use to describe the budget?
It's a status quo budget. This budget, first of all, is for next year. This is the government setting out how much money they're providing, both in current and capital expenditure, for 2025. And if you take, for example, housing, one of the biggest infrastructural deficits that we have, there is nothing new or additional in this budget above what the government was going to do anyway. We had a housing commission set up by the government. They produced a report this year criticising the government and saying they needed to effectively double the delivery of social affordable homes. What have the government done in this budget? They haven't listened to the commission, and they have the same targets as they would have otherwise had anyway. No additional direct investment in delivery of social or crucially affordable homes over what was already committed.
Now, they did announce extra funding and extra funding for the Land Development Agency, though.
So, and this is part of the smoke and mirrors that we get on Budget Day. So this time last year, Darragh O'Brien, in his press conference after the budget, committed additional capitalisation for the Land Development Agency. At that stage, he said they were going to get an extra 6 billion. But actually, by the end of the year, he was only able to get agreement from his cabinet colleagues of 1.25 billion. They did say last December that they would get a further 1.25 billion. He simply re-announced it today. But crucially, that money isn't actually going to be spent on housing next year. That'll be committed to housing that may be delivered in 26, 27, 28. So, for example, if you take housing, no change. What's one of the other big issues that people have been talking about a lot? Childcare. I mean, we're in the middle of a cost of living crisis. Childcare for working families is almost like a second mortgage. Not a single measure in this budget, not a single one that's going to bring down the cost of childcare. Sinn Féin, over the course of September, set out very clearly how we would deliver 25,000 social affordable homes, more than double what the government's commitments are, and how we'd ensure that childcare would cost no more than 10 euros per child per week. We've set out the alternatives. And for me, the crazy thing is, never has so much money been thrown around on Budget Day. Never has so much cash been splashed. But on the really, really big ticket items, on housing, on healthcare, crucially, very, very little increased expenditure on much needed services, on support for people with disabilities, for carers, childcare, as I've said, virtually nothing that's going to actually make any meaningful change for people next year.
What would make meaningful change?
So, for example, on housing, government should have double direct capital investment in the delivery of social affordable homes. It's critical infrastructure and the money is there for it. But they should have also then reformed how that money is spent. This government not only isn't spending enough, but when it spends it very, very wastefully. And therefore, by reforming the way in which we deliver social affordable homes, we deliver far more of them at much better prices, crucially at more affordable prices.
Is the government targets not just a reflection, not so much of their lack of ambition in that regard, but labour market constraints?
So again, if you go back to the Housing Commission's report, they've made it very clear that it is possible to increase and accelerate the delivery of all forms of housing, social, affordable and private for purchase. But government lacks both the ambition and the political will to deliver. on childcare, for example. And again, we heard Fine Gael only a couple of weeks ago saying that they had a plan for a public childcare system. And of course, they don't have a plan. It's only a soundbite. Sinn Féin has set out a very detailed, fully costed plan as to how in the first year of a 5-year term, you'd bring the cost of childcare per child down to 10 euros, while also increasing wages and increasing core funding for childcare providers. Nothing in this budget. And on healthcare, because we all know the huge waiting lists, whether it's for cataracts or knee operations or hip operations. We know the scandal of children waiting for example, surgery impacted by scoliosis. A tiny amount of additional current expenditure, less than 200 million, when we need at least 3 or 4 times that. And in previous years, government would have said, well, we don't have the money. The government would have said, we don't have the finances, but we have a surplus. We have the Apple tax. We have the proceeds from the EIB share sales. And obviously, you need to be very smart about how you invest that money. That money should be invested in critical infrastructure. Mm-hmm. The big black hole at the centre of the government's budget today is any meaningful increase in investment in critical infrastructure, in housing, in healthcare, in childcare. And even on the cost of living measures, and there's a whole plethora of cost of living measures.
But that AIB money, they did allocate that, though, to critical infrastructure. It's going to the Land Development Agency, it's going to Air Grid, and it's going to Irish Water.
But again,
they all need money.
First of all, the money to the LDA is not extra. It's not additional. It's money that they were promised over a year ago. They've just decided where it's going to come from. So the LDA aren't going to do anything more than they would have otherwise done. And crucially, they're not going to spend that money next year. That money will be committed and not spent for several years. And likewise for water, it is completely unclear what the extra 1 billion euro for Irish Water is for. Is it for 1 year? Is it over a number of years? And therefore, it's an announcement, but it's not a kind of a programme to say how we're actually going to deliver this critical infrastructure and where. And on the cost of living measures, and there's a lot of money being thrown around, but in time-honoured fashion, two characteristics. If you look at what they've done on tax, for example, much, much higher earners are going to get much greater levels of benefit from the changes of taxation than folks on average or below average earnings. And that's just not fair. Our proposals around abolishing the USC for everybody earning 45,000 euros or less would have been much fairer because everybody would have got the same benefit. Under the government's plan, somebody earning 40,000 will get less than 400 euros back. But someone earning 150,000 euros will get almost 1,000 euros. And on the individual supports and payments, and obviously there's some increases in terms of social welfare, no increase in child benefit, despite the fact that it hasn't changed since 2008. This is from the government saying they wanted it prioritised.
Yeah, the double child benefit. Double child benefit.
But there are two single payments.
Yeah.
But there's no actual change to the base rate of child benefit for 2025. Likewise, for example,
do you think it should be increased across the board, or do you think it should be Tanya Ward from the Children's Rights Alliance was in here earlier and effectively arguing kind of against this old fashioned principle of universality completely. Now, she's not, not abandon it in its entirety, but rather we need a second tier of child benefit in recognition of the fact that not all children want the same way.
So for Sinn Féin, and we'll set this out, when we published our alternative budget last week. First of all, we believe in increasing the universal child benefit payment. Means testing child benefit or having a second tier would just be too cumbersome, too expensive and too bureaucratic. But Tanya is right. There are lots of other ways in which you could have very targeted benefits at specific categories of children or households of a certain income. So it's a combination of universal and targeted. But you look at carers, right? And for a long time, there's been a debate about the means test that's applied to carers, a very punitive means test. And the vast majority of carers, of course, are excluded from it. The government have made a really, really small change to the means test, but it won't be introduced until halfway through next year. So as a consequence, thousands and thousands of carers who provide a standard of care for their loved ones that would cost the state a fortune if they were to pay for it as a public service are going to be left behind again. Same, for example, on mental health, same for people with disabilities. So there are just so many areas where that kind of unfairness that characterises Fine Gael budgets has been brought to bear in the measures they've introduced today.
In each one of those areas, the government announced increases in funding today. But that's also a statement of fact. There's an increase in funding for carers. There's an increase in funding for mental health services. There's an increase in funding for lone parents. There's an increase in funding when it comes to childcare. There's been an increase in funding in every single one of those areas. That's, I'm sure, what a government representative would say.
But the real issue is that increase significant enough? And the answer is no. And will that increase have a material impact in both the quality and the affordability of the services that people need? And the answer is no. So, for example, on housing, yes, there's been 330 million euros of additional capital expenditure for housing. We needed an extra 2.4 billion euros. So sure, government can say, yes, we've increased funding for social affordable housing, but it's such a small increase. And again,
now,
it's almost like
billions of euro in Apple tax that they're going to spend in much the same way that they spent the 3 billion euro from AIB, one would wager. Pascal Donoghue, as good as said as
well,
as
first
that.
Of all, and let's remember that this is the government that
so you might get your couple of billion, yes.
This is the government that spent
Come on and congratulate them. 10
million euros of taxpayers' money trying not to take the Apple tax. The problem is there's a housing crisis now. We need the investment now. It should have been announced in today's budget. It wasn't. We need the investment in childcare and increased affordability. It wasn't there. We need the increased current and capital expenditure in health. And on the scale that's required, it wasn't there. And where they have made changes, whether in terms of cost of living measures, social protection or taxation, again, those people who need it the most are not getting it, or those people who need it the least are getting the most.
Eoin O'Brien, Sinn Féin TD and Party's housing spokesperson. Thank you both. Thank you both. Thank you very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.